Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kathy Young, who's Director of Marketing with Shaw Residential. Kathy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Kemp. Good morning.
Good to be with you. I understand you were just down at the Builder Show, the International Builder Show down in Orlando. How was the show down there?
The show was very good. The energy level is great. The dealers, the builders, everywhere across the nation that we've been in January has been very promising for us, and it's good to see that action and that optimism again.
Actually, yeah, I should back up a little bit. You've just had all these regional shows, so you've been able to meet with a lot of your customers. How did Shaw's retail regional shows go?
Oh, it felt reminiscent of a time when business was flourishing. The dealers are very, very optimistic about this year. Their January business that reported across the three markets that I attended, and of course we were at all six, the dealers really felt good about January, and they were buying samples and updating their showrooms and buying inventory and very excited about a lot of marketing that they could do this year. So I was very encouraged.
Well, that's good. All right, so back to the Builder Show. We all still know that the builder market's soft, still, I guess, you know, 300,000-plus annual units being built, which is extremely low compared to what it had been. But the tone was pretty good at the show?
It was. And Kemp, as you know, everyone has this new normal that they're looking at for their business platforms. But they talked about new activity and new contracts. And like I said, it was very encouraging for us.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So one of the reasons I think you went down there is because you guys actually have joined up with St. Jude's, and you're a national sponsor for their Dream Home program. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes. We have been anxious to get a give-back program and a cause marketing avenue for Shaw, and we did some consumer research to see where our audience felt like we would be most relative, and St. Jude rose to the top in that survey. So we knew that we were participating in some homes, the dream homes that they build across the nation, which they raffle off in their markets, and the proceeds go to the St. Jude Research Hospital. And we found that it was a program we really could get a lot of local community activity going. We could get our team with our builder community as well as our retail community connected, and of course work for a very good cause. And they're a long-standing organization, and we were able to announce our partnership.
Okay, great. So listen, you know, just a little background on that. You know, this is Danny Thomas's organization. He used to do those telethons, and I guess that's the way they used to raise the money. Now what they do is they build about 29 of these homes across the country, and they sell raffle tickets, and so that's how they raise the money. Is that right?
Exactly. Kemp, you know, from living here in Chattanooga, they last year's Dream Home was in, or 2009 Dream Home was in Chattanooga, and you could hear how much campaign activity was going on. And they raised money in many, many ways through concerts, through local events. But the Dream Home actually is one where our product gets to be so very relative, because they do construct somewhere around 29 to 32 homes across the nation in markets where they have a great advertising media connection, and everything in the home is donated, and they have a small window of national sponsors, and Shaw has signed up to be the exclusive flooring sponsor. So now those many thousand consumers who will be touring those homes across the nation will interact with Shaw Floors and have a connection to a greater cause with our floors. So we're very excited.
And these homes are upscale homes. I mean, they're in the $300,000 to $700,000 range, and you put in nice products. I mean, I know that you're, well, I mean, you sell, I think that you give them either Tuftex or Anderson Hardwood or upscale Shaw Carpets, so all your brands are represented there, right?
We do represent all of our brands, but the main thing that we focus on is, of course, our sustainable and most fashion-forward flooring products. And so you'll see a lot of Anso nylon, and you'll see a lot of Epic hardwoods in the homes.
All right. So you've tied this in with builders, too, haven't you?
Well, a lot of the relationships across the nation with St. Jude that are established with builders in many of the communities. And then where they're not, of course, we have a great builder tie-in, and we can bring our builders into the mix, mainly connecting everyone in the community. No matter how involved or how little involved you are, you can be a part of the excitement that goes on around the home building. There's a four-month promotional plan in place while the home is being built. But, yes, we actually had four builders with us yesterday that are building dream homes right now for St. Jude, and it's great to hear their stories. And they claim such an awareness and a community anchor in these projects, and it really helps their business. They become very well known.
Mm-hmm. You will continue to also be a sponsor of the HGTV Dream Home every year now, right?
Absolutely. The two are related in the fact that Shaw is participating in both, but one is our cause marketing effort, and then the other is a consumer retail program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this one's more philanthropic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great, Kathy. Well, it's good to talk to you. And we've been talking to Kathy Young, Director of Marketing. We're on the residential side with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.